Welcome back to the Firetrail Equity Edge podcast. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Firetrail Investments. My name is Eliza Clark and I'm your host for today. I'm pleased to be joined by Sophie Caron, one of the analysts in our Firetrail Australian High Conviction Fund. So welcome, Sophie.
Thanks, Eliza.
Now, Sophie, what stock have you got for us today and what does this company do?
So, Eliza, today I'm going to talk about Flight Centre. This is a company that we own in the Australian High Conviction Fund, and it's a business which many of you may already know. But for those of you who aren't familiar, Flight Centre is a travel agent with a number of different brands across both corporate and leisure travel. So there's two key parts to the Flight Centre business. The first is the leisure business. This is where Flight Centre books around $10 billion of travel for consumers every year. The majority of this is through the Flight Centre brand, and it's a combination of people connecting with travel agents in store, but also booking online. The typical customer for Flight Centre is aged over 55, and they're usually booking trips with multiple components, be it flights, cruises, hotels, or insurance. And the way Flight Centre makes money on these travel bookings is by taking a clip of the booking value. Travel suppliers, so airlines or hotels, will pay a commission to Flight Centre every time they make a booking. The amount of commission does vary based on a number of factors, but on average, Flight Centre takes around 12% of the total booking value as its commission. The other part of the business, which you may not be as familiar with, is Flight Centre's corporate travel business. And Flight Centre is actually the third largest corporate travel agency globally. Last year, they booked around $11 billion worth of travel for corporates. In the corporate business, Flight Centre works with both SME and enterprise customers, and they count some pretty well-known companies like Shell, Spotify, and Sony as their customers.
Wow, I'm impressed our very own Flight Centre is the third largest corporate travel agency in the world. I suppose us Aussies are very used to having to fly everywhere. Now, there's a lot of noise around travel. It is definitely a popular soundbite for the news providers. So when you are working on your forecast, Sophie, what do you think really matters for the outlook for Flight Centre? And what is it that the market is missing?
So Eliza, we're really excited about the corporate business. And we think the market is underestimating just how much this business can grow. So over the last 5 years, Flight Centre's really doubled down on winning new corporate travel customers. And they've won more than $10 billion of new contracts. That's seen the size of its corporate business grow by almost 50%. These contract wins haven't just been one-off either. Flight Centre's already won another $1.3 billion in new contracts in the first half of this financial year alone. And these new contracts are coming both from competing travel agents, but also from companies who were previously booking travel directly without using an agent. We think this is a really exciting opportunity for Flight Centre to continue to win in the corporate market. And the way that they're doing this, it's a combination of offering excellent customer service backed by a strong tech platform. Service is really key in the corporate travel market. I'm sure many of you know how frustrating it can be when something goes wrong with a travel booking. So that's on the market share side, where Flight Centre is very well positioned to keep winning. And then onto the market. So there's been a fair bit of uncertainty as to how much corporates will travel post-COVID. Things like Zoom are now a pretty good alternative to travel. We've done a lot of research into this market, and that tells us that the market's back to about 75% of where it was in 2019, and any further recovery from here is unlikely. But from here, we think the market returns back to its historical growth rates. So typically, corporate travel spend grows with GDP, and on average, it's grown about 4-5% a year over the last 10 years. So if we put all of this together, the combination of the underlying market returning to that 4-5% growth rate and Flight Centre continuing to win market share, then we think the business can deliver double-digit revenue growth over the next 3 years.
Okay, we know COVID was as bad as it could get for a travel company with the world literally in lockdown. Now we are pleasingly past that era. What do you see as the bear case for Flight Centre looking forward? And what do you think is the bull case, Sophie?
So Eliza, you're right. As we've seen over the last few years, there is a lot that can disrupt the global travel market. The bear case for Flight Centre is if we were to see a sharp economic slowdown, which sees consumers pulling back on their travel spend. Now, this is definitely a risk, but there are a few reasons we're pretty comfortable with Flight Centre's exposure to this risk. Travel, it's a resilient part of consumer spending. It remains high up the priority list on where consumers want to spend their money, and has proven to be less economically sensitive than some other categories. Flight Centre in particular is very well positioned, so their core leisure travel customer is aged over 55, and that's the cohort of consumers with the strongest level of savings, and in most cases, they're also a beneficiary of higher interest rates. But we're still wary of the bear case, and it's something that I'm watching very closely. Now, on to the bull case. So, as I said earlier, our base case is that corporate travel recovery stops at 75% of where it was back in 2019. So the bull case would be if that market recovery goes further from here to reach 85 to 90%. And interestingly, we're actually seeing a pretty positive outlook for corporate travel in 2024. Some of the airlines in the US are saying that they're on track for a record year of corporate travel bookings. The tech industry is one area in particular that has been strong, and until now, this sector had been a laggard when it comes to the corporate travel recovery. So, if these data points prove to be signs of further recovery in the corporate travel market, then that would definitely be a bull scenario for Flight Centre.
With all this talk on travel, Sophie, I can't let you go without getting your bucket list travel destination. Where would you fly off to?
So, Eliza, the next big trip for me will be to Italy, where I'm getting married next year. What about you?
Oh, I'd have to say a safari in South Africa.
Sounds amazing. That's definitely on my bucket list too.
Yeah, we'll have to go and book those trips on Flight Centre. Thanks, Sophie, for your time and insights on Flight Centre today, which we do hold in the Fire Trial Australian High Conviction Fund. If you would like to find out more information on Fire Trial investments, please visit our website at firetrial.com. And in addition, please subscribe to the podcast on both Spotify and Apple. If you have questions for us or comments about the podcast or companies you would like us to have a look at on the Fire Trial Equity Edge podcast, you can connect with us via LinkedIn.
Please remember the content in this podcast is general information only. It is not advice of any kind. You should seek professional advice before making any financial decisions. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance. And finally, any stock commentary from the Firetrail team on this podcast is illustrative only and should not be considered a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any security.